Today on the Reabel podcast with Simon Littlewood and Mark Lowdy, we're going to tackle the issue that I'm sure you've faced before when you've received a customer payment from overseas. Because Simon, what usually happens is you've written your invoice for 2,000, 20,000, 200,000, however much, and then finally the money arrives $20 short. Or $40 short, or whatever it is, because why? The customer marked the transaction fees that the bank charges in your name. In other words, you are short because that extra $20 or $40 has gone to the bank. Question, should you now charge the customer back? Should you roll it over to the next invoice? How should you deal with the situation?
Well, I think the answer to that is another question, which is, did you identify this as a potential issue when you first agreed to do business with this customer? And do your terms of trade stipulate who pays bank charges? Because if they don't, then it's going to be very hard for you to insist that the customer pays those charges. He's going to say, I sent you $5,000.
Yes.
I mean, okay, the bank took $20 off, but at the end of the day, well, that's not my concern. You know, I agreed to send you $5,000 and I did.
Okay, so let's say you did put it in your document. So we can agree if you didn't stipulate it, well, you probably don't have a leg to stand on it. However, what if you did put it into one of your T's and C's, you know, item 16B or something, and it did say, you know, the customer is responsible for paying the bank charges. Clearly they didn't. Do you now cause a stink over $20?
Well, so first of all, because it's worth saying this, because this will occur very often as an issue, and I learned this the hard way 25 years ago when I set up my first business here in Singapore. There are a whole bunch of charges that can be incurred, particularly if you're working cross-geography from one country to another. So it's very important that the wording in your contract, whether it's a big contract or a range of small ones, or whether it's just a single order, stipulate that the amount on the invoice is to be received in full in your bank account by a certain date. And that's the basis on which you do business. I'm selling you this, you're paying me Y, and the whole of Y needs to be in my bank account by such and such a date. It is not, you know, you may not deduct X, Y, or Z, it must be paid in full. If you've laid all that out, and if you've sat down and looked the customer in the eye and explained that and given him a chance to object to that, then he doesn't have a leg to stand on, and that should be a relatively easy conversation to have.
Okay, but often, you know, the person actually doing the transaction is not the actual business owner, the customer, because they've handed it over to somebody in finance or procurement or BPO, God knows what, and, you know, they shrug their shoulders and say, well, I gave the instruction to my accounts payables guys, but I can't help it that they didn't
Most companies, in my experience, won't walk away from a clearly inked agreement because, you know, that is a mode of behavior that most companies will not allow themselves. They might allow themselves a mistake of failing to look at it or misunderstanding it. They may even game it to the point of hoping that you don't notice, because you'll be so glad to get the $4,870 that you're prepared to say, oh, whatever, you know, $130. Yes. But, you know, because quite a lot of that goes on. But, you know, as we've said so often in these getting paid accurately and on time conversations, it has an awful lot to do with how you manage the front of the relationship. The front of the relationship, unfortunately, tends to be about, will you buy this stuff, which is really great. Issues around transactional stuff, which is considered rather boring, and not only that, but is considered as detracting in some measure from the core commercial conversation, which is about what I do well and how much I love you as a customer. You need to have those conversations. You need to discipline yourself to say, look, it's a related issue, but we really do take things like payment terms and invoice accuracy very seriously. Let's just talk about what our expectations are.
Before the transaction.
Before you, as and when you set up the relationship, because you'll find that, because we're only dealing with a few tens of dollars in most cases, transaction fees, these are relatively easy conversations to have up front, because at the end of the day, you're dealing with much larger sums probably and much weightier issues.
Yes.
Later on, they're much harder to have, because you want your relationship with the chief executive or the chief procurer or whatever it happens to be about, will he buy more stuff? Will he double the size of the relationship? You don't want to be arguing about nickel and dime stuff, you know?
Yes.
But again, if you allow that to become an issue, it's only you that's going to suffer. So be clear up front. If for some reason this happens and you haven't made it clear, white flag, please let's talk about this. You know, we agree that we should have made this clearer, but here's the thing, yeah? Generally, you'll find that that works out if you go about it in the right way. If you adopt a, you know, well, you shouldn't have done this because, and you haven't got it in writing, then they're likely to say, well, you know.
So let's say that you have it in writing, you have looked them in the eye, and still the $20 came off your remittance. Do you then simply say, okay, but next time you'd better not? Or do you still enforce it? And in line with what you said earlier on about making sure that the customer is fully aware of what your expectations are, that you force them to pay it back.
Well, you can't balance your books if they've deducted from an invoice. So either you issue a credit note, which gives them a pass, or you insist that you're paid in full. And you know, my view would be, unless it's a concession offered in exchange for something more valuable, like doubling the size of the relationship or something, because there are always commercial issues which can justify these kinds of things.
Right.
That in general, you need to have a relationship with a customer where he takes you seriously. You know, where and we've talked about this in the context of payment terms, but this is what you're describing is a price issue. When I say I'm going to sell you this many things for $5,000 and you're going to pay me in a month, it doesn't mean I'm selling you this many things and, you know, you can pay me, you know, $4,500 if you want, or you can pay me in 3 months if you want. It doesn't mean that. It means just as the product that I give you will be precisely built according to the specifications that we've agreed, so the price and the payment terms will be precisely according to the specifications that we've agreed.
But there is an opportunity, as you were just hinting a few moments ago, that you can say, look, you didn't actually remit the full amount because the bank charges, you know, took $20, $40, $50, however much out of it. However, if you're prepared to buy more, then we'd be more than happy to swallow the bank charges.
Yes, I mean, you know, you can look at this. If you manage it, if you go in there with guns blazing, then you've lost the advantage. If you go in there in a spirit of generosity, you actually have the upper hand from a moral suasion perspective, because if you've got it in writing and he hasn't paid you, well, actually, he's going to see, oh, oops. You say, well, look, but, you know, I really like you. Here's what we could do. Yeah, so you can offer him, it could be something that pushes you over the edge with regard to the next thing, yeah?
Yes, in a positive way.
In a positive way. Well, I think the thing is to always look at it from the other guy's perspective. Assume that he generally is operating on the principles of goodwill. You know, as a wise man once said, in all human discussions, always assume that the reason you're not agreeing is due to ignorance rather than malice. You know, if you go in on the basis that it's malice, they're deliberately trying to rook me, it's very unlikely that you're going to have a positive outcome to that, and it'll damage all future outcomes. So go in on the basis that there's some kind of misalignment here. Let's find out what it is. Let's become better friends as a result of understanding that, and then let's go on to the next thing. Yeah.